Shavua Tov Avotai, we are in Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Bet, Perek Aleph. K'tiv, it states in the Pasuk, we say it every day, more than once, Le'ahava et Hashem Elokechem, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve Him, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem, with all our hearts, ובכל נפשכם, with all our nefesh, our souls. ואמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה בפרק כמה דתענית. And the Gemara says in מסכת תענית in the beginning, ובספרי, it's also in the ספרי, איזו היא עבודה שבלב, הווה אומר זאת תפילה. It says in the פסוק, ולעובדו בכל לבבכם, to serve Hashem with all our heart. Which is the service of the heart, that's tefillah. Ezohi avodah shebalev, zohi tefillah. When praying to Hashem is a service that we do that comes, that has to do with the heart. Soon explain that. So now, Rabbi Chaim is asking a question. Hine ha'ahava she'amar she'tzricha lihiyot bechol lev. This that the pasuk says, le'ahava et Hashem elokechem bechol levavchem. To love Hashem with all your heart, upashut. So this we understand. Kihi mitzvot atluyot balev. Ahavat Hashem is one of the 600 mitzvot of the Torah. It's actually one of the 6 mitzvot tmidiyot, constant mitzvot. It's in a category of mitzvot atluyot balev. It has to do with the heart. To love comes from the heart. So when the Torah says le'ahava bechol levavchem, makes sense. Right? With all your heart. V'chen inyan ha'ahava b'chol nefesh she'amar. Also, when it states b'chol levavchem, le'ahava et Hashem elokechem, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Thank you. B'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem is going back on le'ahava. So, when it says b'chol nafshechem with all your soul, that's also understood. Hainu, meaning Afgam limsor nafsho alav yitbarach shemo. To love Hashem with all our nefesh means to be moser nefesh, means to give up our nefesh for Him. Why? Meotzem niflet ha'ahava lo yitbarach. From the great love that we are supposed to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should come to a point where a person is feeling so much love for Hashem that he's even willing to give up his nefesh for Hashem. Ukemo shekatu beparasha rishona, as it states in the first parasha of Shema, ve'ahavta et Hashem elokecha bechol levavecha uvechol nafshecha. So regarding ahava, both the words bechol levavchem and the words bechol nafshechem, we understand, makes sense what one has to do with the other. Omnam beparasha zu chidush hu shechitsha. However, there is a novelty in this pasuk. Shegam ha'avoda hi ha'tefila tzricha liyot v'chol lev u'v'chol nefesh. Not only the ahava, but the avoda has to be with v'chol levavchem, with all our hearts, u'v'chol nafshechem, with all our nefesh. U'lehachinam ilo k'tiv u'v'chol me'otchem beparasha zu. He says, notice that it doesn't say bechol me'odchem, with all your money, in the second parasha, here in this pasuk, le'ovdo, le'avai tashem elokechem, u'lo'ovdo bechol levavchem u'vchol nafshechem. It doesn't say u'vchol me'odchem, to parallel what it says in the first perek. Kemo beparasha rishona dichtiv banami, like in the first parasha where it says u'vchol me'odecha. Why is that? Ki parasha rishona ma'iri me'inyan mitzvat ha'ahava lechut. He says, because you'll notice that in the first parasha, all it says is, Ve'ahavta et Hashem elokecha, v'chol levavecha, u'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'odecha. So we already explained that ahava works with b'chol lev. Ahava is understood with b'chol nefesh. And it says, b'chol me'odecha. Shayach lomar she'tiye ha'ahava gam b'chol me'od. Ze ha'mamon. We understand what love has to do with money also. when it says bechol me'odecha, to serve Hashem with all your mamon, so we understand that what that has to do with ahava, to love Hashem to the point where even money, it overrides, your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu overcomes the love for money. Kemo she'amu Chazal, like the famous statement in the Mishnah, in Masechet Brachot, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Bet, Im yesh lecha adam she'mamono chaviv alav migufo, lekach ne'emar uv'chol me'odecha. Just in case you have a person whose mamon, whose money is more precious to him than his own body, so therefore the Torah added uv'chol me'odecha, because after all, you know, it's sort of an imbalanced pasuk. It says, "Le'avta et Hashem lekach v'chol levavecha uv'chol nafshecha." What more is there uv'chol nafshecha? Uv'chol me'odecha. And one of the two pirushim of me'odecha is with all your money. Wow, that comes after nafshecha. It should say before or anything. The answer is, some people, you tell kalayim, it's easier for them to give up their nefesh than to give mamon. Such a person should know, well, you too, b'chol me'odecha, you also have to love Hashem with all your money. So the ahavta, the concept of ahava, is understood with all these three. But when it comes to the concept of avodah, ul avdo ve'ezohi avodah shevelav zohi tefillah, what's the bechol levavchem of avodah, and what's the bechol nafshechem of avodah? By the way, just maybe to add, there's another pasuk to it, there's another pirush to the meaning of bechol me'odecha, and that is bechol midah u'midah, with all your might. With all your might, but that is explained by Chazal with all your possessions, with all your money. But there's another pirush in the Mishnah, bechol mida umida shemoded lecha, meodecha, with any measure that he measures with you. Which means, no matter what, chayav adam levarech al hara'a keshem shemevarech al hatova. Person has to bless Hashem, whether it's ra'a, whether it's tova, makes no difference. Bechol mida umida shehashem moded lecha. So according to this pirush, we also understand why it only says it by ve'ahavta when we are exclusively talking about ahavat Hashem, because when you love somebody, the love when it is real and when it is intense, then bechol midah umidah shemoded lecha. It's unconditional. It doesn't matter. Even if, let's say, he hurts you. Aval al kol peshaim techase ahava, the pasuk says in Mishle. Al kol peshaim techase ahava, when there is real ahava, even if he did something against you or she did something against you, but there is ahava, so mimela, you look away. So bechol meodecha, bechol mida umida shemoded lecha, how does a person reach that level? Because of ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, he has such ahava. But here, Rabbi Chaim is asking, what does bechol levavchem and bechol nafshechem have to do with avodah? Nechaora, avodah means a service. You do a service. So let's say you do the service, you don't, it's without all your heart. Or bechol nafshechem, you have to put your nefesh into your avodah, you put your lev into avodah. How do we apply that lemaaseh? This is really what he means to ask. What he means to ask is, if avodah means tefillah, so what does bechol levavchem mean when it comes to tefillah? And what does bechol nafshechem mean when it comes to tefillah? And what's the difference between them? That's what he wants to explain here. Al pi pshat, in the beginning here. V'hine ma she'ne'emar bechol levavchem al inyan ha'tefillah hu pashut. It's understood. U'mevo'ar kavanat ha'katuv yishnei inyanim. There are two aspects over here that he wants to explain in bechol levavchem. Okay, so let's focus. What we're trying to understand now is ul ovdo tefillah bechol levavchem, with all our heart. He wants to give us two aspects to this. Ha'echad, the first one, haynu lefanot libo mitirdat ha'machshavot. A lot of this is going to sound familiar to us from what we learned in the beginning of Perek Hamishi of En Omdim, and also from Rabbeinu Yonah there in the first page of the En Omdim. So the first inyan is lefanot libo, to clear our heart mitirdat ha'machshavot, from all the occupied, all the thoughts that we are occupied with. Right? The older we get, we see how our mind is occupied more and more with this worry, with that worry, with this responsibility, with that task, with this job, with this business. All types of inyanim. And a person walks in to pray mincha, And is it mincha? What kind of mincha? He feels like he's doing Hashem a favor that Bichlal even remembered that he has to do mincha in the middle because he's being torn from all sides. So it's very hard. So what's the ul ovdo bechol levavchem? What's the levavchem? What do we do with our heart? Lefanot libo mitirdat ha-machshavot. To clear as much as we can, to try to clear. You know, like sometimes with your phone, you try to clear all the stuff. So to clear everything, so that the battery will have some room to function with. Ulehatota ela kavana hashlema, and to direct the heart to a complete kavana letevot hatfila belevav shalem, for the words of the prayer with a full heart. Umeumka deliba, and from the depths of our heart. Kema'amar Ramzal, as Chachamenu Zichonam Livracha said, Babraita Resh Perik En Omdim. You have these words in your Sfarim, right? Hamitpalel Tzarich Sheechaven Et Libo LaShamayim. This is how he is explaining the Gemara that says, Hamitpalel, when one comes to pray, Tzarich Sheechaven Et Libo LaShamayim, he should direct his heart to Shamayim. Chavra, it's Pashut, of course, you're davening to who? To Hashem, Shamayim. Yechaven Et Libo LaShamayim means now, try to clear up as much as possible from all those thoughts that clog up our mind. Shene'emar tachin libam, you prepare their heart, takshiv oznecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will hear the tefillah. U'kedemashma lehunami hata mikrai dechana, and also as we learn from over there in the Gemara, from the psukim of Chana, v'chana hi medaberet al liba. From mikan lamitpaled tzarich sheyechaven libo. What's al liba? That's the only thing that was on her heart. V'chana hi medaberet al liba. I don't know how many people can say that when they are medaberet, they are aliba. Aliba means she is talking on her heart. What does that mean? She's talking upon her heart. That means the only thing right now that is upon her heart is the tefillah. Usually when a person comes to pray, maybe he also, if he's on a certain level, the tefillah is upon his heart, but he has a few other layers also upon his heart. He's worried what he's going to have for breakfast, what he's going to have for lunch, what's going to be for supper. How come she told me this? How come she said this? How come he did this? How come he didn't give me that? How come he didn't give that? And, yeah, Shema kolenu v'kabel tefilatenu v'ratzon. Aval v'chana hi medaberet al liba. That's what was on her heart, nothing else. Tzer shechaven libo. Alatz libi b'shem. Alatz, exactly. Alatz libi. Oh, what are you saying? That alatz comes from the word al?
No.
Oh. Alatz is, you know what alitza means? That means happiness. Alatz livi b'Hashem. My heart rejoices in you, Hashem, because it was clear. Was able to delete. Yes.
No, but yes. Does the Nefesh HaChayim, is it going to tell us how to do that? Because you walk into Mincha.
Right.
What do
you need to do? Quick, right? So it's a avodah, right? So let's see. Let's see if he tells us how, and what, and when. We have to learn. That's the purpose of learning. The more we learn, the more we are able to, as much as we can. Ukmo she'amar David HaMelech alav shalom, like David HaMelech says in Tehilim Kufyutet, Bechol libi derashticha. With all my heart, I seek you, Hashem. Derashticha, ani doresh otcha. Ubezohar beshalach, Samech Gimel Amud Bet, it says in the Zohar, Kol man dematzle tzelota kame malka kadisha, anyone who prays the prayer in front of Hashem, ba'e lemiv'e ba'ute ul'tzala'a me'umka deliba. He has to present his requests before Hashem and to pray from the depths of his heart. Begin de'ishtekach libe shalim be'kutsha berichu, so that his heart will be shalem, will be complete with Hashem. V'chaven liba ur'uta, and to direct his heart and his ratzon and his desire to Hashem. V'lachen amru. And that's why the Gemara says also there, at the end of the fourth perek, Tfilat HaShachar, Shamitpalel tzarich lishhot, a person has to wait a little bit before he begins to pray, and this is part of the plan, right? To give yourself some time, not to just walk in to prayer, but to give some time beforehand, Kedesh shetitchonen da'ato alav, that the time that he has to be shoheh is enough time that titchonen da'ato alav. What is it, titchonen da'ato alav? That his mind, that he achieves the mindset of chanina. Chanina means to beseech. It means to beg. You have to have a mindset for that. That's a mindset. It's not a side activity that you're doing. Your mind right now is chayay tluyim beze. My life right now depends on this. So that's shetitchonen da'ato alave, haynu b'chol levavchem. So that's what it means, ul'ovdo b'chol levav, with all your heart, shetitmale kol halev, rak b'kavanat tevot ha'tfila. That the heart should be filled, should be permeated, entirely with the words of the tefillah. She'im ya'ale b'libo eze mahashava acheret, hare halev chaluka b'vet machshavot. Because if during the tefillah he's going to be thinking of something else, then now his heart is split to two machshavot. A heart that's split is not a heart that is whole. And a heart that is whole is what is requested here, is what is demanded from Hashem. Bechol levavchem, lev shalem. You know, we say with a full heart. So we think that a full heart means that you really, really want it. That's how you should. Do you want it with a full heart? Is all your heart into it? It means that you're not thinking about anything else. That's what it means, belev shalem. Like the famous words of the Chafetz Chaim. Of course, this is on high levels already. But the Chafetz Chaim famously said at the hesped of his son that he was very close to, that he learned Torah, that the whole entire Mishnah Berurah was written together with his son, Abaye Leib, the son of the Chafetz Chaim. He passed away in the life of his father, the Chafetz Chaim. You know what he said? You know what he said in the hesped? He said, now I can say a thank you, a special thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now I know my heart is fully in love only with Hashem. There's nothing else anymore. Till now, I had my son also. And he says, my son. But now, it's entirely belev shalem to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, this is, we can't fathom maybe such a thing, unbelievable. But that's the idea of bechol levavchem. That during the tefillah, when we look into the siddur, we have to try to focus in such a way that right now, this is all I have to think about. Right now, this is all that counts. This is all that is. That's the first aspect of bechol levavchem.
But it is in his heart. The son is, even though his son is not physically here, it's still in his heart. So how did that change?
I think that you're touching on the next aspect. But first, the first aspect that he just told us, in short, is lefanot libo mitirdat ha-machshavot. Try to get your mind off of it. So even though it's still there in your conscious, maybe that will be taken care of by the second aspect. Aval, your thoughts, it's not easy. That I know, not easy. Aval, as much as possible, remove, delete all other thoughts. Put them off. Put them off. On airplane mode. All these terminologies over here. These mishalim. Everything in this world is for mashal. And the second one. Hainu. Here comes something that may be even tougher. Lesharesh milibo be'avodat ha'tfila. To uproot from his heart in the service of tfila. Ta'anuge ha'olam v'hana'otav mikol v'chol. To uproot from his heart the pleasures and delights of the physical world. Ve'ach li'istakel klape mala b'romemut ha'borei itbarach. And only to look upwards at the grandiose, the greatness of Hashem, the glory of Hashem. Kemo she'amru, as the Gemara says in Yevamot, page Kuvhe, ha'mitpalel tzarech she'yiten libo le'mala. See, Chachamim, they spoke in headlines. In Rashi Prak, HaMitparet Tzarech She'yiten Libo Lemala. What does Yiten Libo Lemala? Put your heart up. What does that mean? He's explaining. Yiten Libo Lemala, Lev over here, means Lev has desires also. Lev has two things. The Lev has Machashavot, and it has Retzonot. If you were listening carefully to the Zohar before, the Zohar said, V'chaven Liba Ur'uta. The Lev and the Ratzon. So now, in the Lev, there's two parts. There is the thoughts, that's the first aspect. Remove all the thoughts. Don't be thinking about anything else except the tefillah. Now he's coming to a higher thing. Remove all the retzonot, all the desires. The only desire right now is to gaze at the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad sheyehe kol koach libo meshucha rak lemala. To the point where the only attraction that his heart has is upwards. Lehitaneg al Hashem levad betevot ha'tfila. Interesting way of putting it. He says to be mitaneg al Hashem, to take delight, to delight in Hashem through the words of the tefillah. I remember, of course, this is on a lower level, but I remember once paying attention to the way someone was praying and saying the words, just saying the words. It felt as if he is eating. He was saying each word with such a ta'anug, with such a hana'ah. It felt it was like he was eating, like he was chewing every word, like he's enjoying every word. I felt like that's it, you ate today. That's such a ta'an. It sounds like through the tevot of the tefillah, through the words of the tefillah. I'm telling you, if a person will pay attention in the Amidah, you'll see that Chachamim, they put together the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei with a rhythm, you know? Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, Hoshienu v'nivashea. There's a rhythm to the tefillah. It's not random, it's not broken, it's not imbalanced. There's a rhythm in the tefillah, and it's efshalit aneg, you can enjoy just saying the words. So he's saying, of course, that's not what he means. He doesn't mean here that we should just enjoy the words. He means that the only enjoyment and pleasure that right now interests me, that right now has my heart, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the words of the tefillah. Kenyan HaChasidim HaRishonim SheHayu Shohim Sha'a Achat Kedei SheYechavenu Et Libam LaMakom, just like the Chasidim of old, their old pious people who would wait 1 hour before so that they were able to make sure that their heart was totally lamakom. And what does that mean? Kenyan shepiresh Rabbeinu Yona sham, and we saw this if you remember inside, Rabbeinu Yona explains, in Yana, ayen sham v'libecha tashit. Look there and put your heart to it, he says. Learn very well the words of Rabbeinu Yona over there, how he explained, and really this was the pirush that he said, that that they don't have any other desires except HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment. Also brought down in the Midrash of Shemot Rabba, Adam tzarich sheyetaher libo kodem sheyitpalel. Another statement, a headline. Adam tzarich sheyetaher libo. One has to purify his heart before he prays. What does that mean, to purify your heart? He is explaining, to purify your heart means to make sure you don't have any desires right now. Now, what do I mean to say that this is what you were saying before? Because I think what he means is that, because you might ask, what is the difference really between what he said is the first aspect and the second? The first aspect was lefanot tirdat ha-machshavot, remove all the thoughts. Now he's saying, remove all desires. So isn't that the same thing? I mean, the point is, you don't want me to be thinking about anything else except the tefillah. Isn't that the point? What do you mean? What are we adding here when we say remove all desires? I'm not sitting down to eat right now. I'm praying. So what do you mean desires? It could very well be that he means that even if we're able to succeed to remove the thoughts, but the fact that those enjoyments of the world are still in the back of our mind as an enjoyment, it still takes up our heart. We have to reach a level, he's saying, during tefillah, that the only pleasure that we find pleasurable is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Total, this is what he's saying. Total, if you look in Chovot Halvavot in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he has a section in one of the Cheshbonot about Tefillah. I think it's Cheshbon Yud Aleph. He explains about Tefillah. And he says, in one line, he gives you five aspects of Tefillah. In one line. Rabbi Avigdor Milo Alav Shalom used to talk about it a lot. In one line, he tells you five aspects of tefillah. And one of them is klot hanefesh. Klot hanefesh means the yearning of the soul. I yearn for you. That's tefillah. I don't yearn for the scrambled eggs on the bagel. I don't yearn for my sports team to win. It's not easy to say, you know, because you really do want them to win, no? Or you really do want to have the breakfast. You're thinking, but if a person is too invested in materialistic pleasures, it will, in one way or another, interfere with his tefillah. Even when he's focused. See, that's the chidush here. Even when he's focused and he's not thinking about, but the fact that for him, let's pick on eating, all right? The fact that for him, eating takes up for him, you know, a place. It takes up space in his heart. He loves eating so much. So his heart is not going to be in the prayer. Because after all, he's not eating. So if he, in other words, if let's say our heart is our circle, which is 100%, and he loves eating, let's say 40% of his heart is into eating. Hashem yirachem. But 40% of his heart is into eating. So now, even if he's not thinking about eating, so that's the first aspect. Hey, don't think about it right now. But even if he's not thinking about it, but his heart, to Hashem, the enjoyment for Hashem, maximum capability is 60%. Maximum. Because what do you mean? Don't touch that area. That's for food. That I love food. So when it comes to tefillah, the second part of Bechol Levavchem is lehasir et kol ha'tanugei ha'olam ve'hana'otam mikol. By the way, I know we're learning this in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, so the tendency is to think, okay, this is Midat Hasidut, this is, you know, like very high levels. The truth is, Rabotai, this is a Seif in Shulchan Aruch. Seif in Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchot, in the Tzadiks, in Siman Tzadik something, in Ilchot Tefillah, it tells us beferush dizinyanim that we're supposed to be removing tirdat ha'machshavot and ta'anugei ha'olam hazeh ve'hana'otav mikol v'chol. That's exactly what we're saying. He doesn't use that term over here, the nefesh ha'ba'amit, but that's mamash dinyan. Nefesh ha'ba'amit means all the materialistic desires that we have. And somehow a person is supposed to try to at least attain a level of bitul of that, and that's bechol levavchem. Can work. So let me explain. It's a good question. I'll explain to you. Many times we do spiritual things with a physical desire. If the spiritual thing that we're doing, such as that, is fueled by a love of Hashem, then that's one with the tefillah that you are. Then that's not contradicting what you are doing in tefillah. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the person is running to either to get the kavod or the reward that is behind it, you know, whatever it is, so then yeah, that too in the way is interfering. Again, I want to reiterate that I know that we're saying here something that's very sublime, but that's what he's explaining as be'ovdo b'chol levavchem. Okay.
Just like that coming, even
or it's a beautiful point. Very beautiful point. Even Hasidim Arishonim, I'm sure these were great tzaddikim, that if we could even see them for 1 second, these Hasidim, whoever they were, these Hasidim Arishonim mentioned them, and they needed Shohin Sha'achat, they needed an hour to remove. It's not simple. It's not simple. That's why we have all the accessories to the tefillah that Chachamim gave us. Because when we say tefillah, we mean the Amidah. But you know, we don't come and say Amidah. Especially if you're a Sephardic Jew, it's not like that. It's not so pashut, right? Someone was telling me, well, you know what? You want to end early on Shabbat? So start Hodu at 8:30. What about Kobanot? Everybody should say it on their own. Right? So that's a very nice idea, but that's not how we run. That's not how it is. In a Sephardic shul, we give kavod to the part of the Kobanot just like any other part of the tefillah, right? So That's the point. The point is that every part of the tefillah is there to remove another layer of tirdat ha'machshavot and ta'anugei ha'olam hazeh. So that hopefully by the time we come, Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, oh, he's already by holding by olam ha'atzilut. Excellent. I was actually, when I was looking over the piece here, yeah, I was thinking that when do we really ever get a little bit of a glimpse into this? It's on a day like Yom Kippur where we totally put aside, Chazak Uvaruch, all the worldly interests. There's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no nothing, there's no anything. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a day when we have a glimpse into that.
I want to add on to that.
Yes.
If you eat on the 9th, it's exactly like you're fasting.
Right.
Why did he have to put that in?
Right.
You can't eliminate Hamazah because you have a body.
Right.
You have to use the eating to serve Hashem.
Right.
If all your thoughts are directed in to serve Hashem by eating, it will help you to serve Hashem. Then that's the purpose. You don't want to do away with it. You have to.
No.
We're made that way.
Right.
But the idea is to take all these physical things and direct it to Hashem.
Hazak
Uvaruch. You have love Hashem.
Beautiful.
Because he gives us all that we need to do what we have to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. And if a person, when he comes to tefillah, he can incorporate that. Let's say he had a good meal before the tefillah. And now he comes, Hashem, I want to give you such a good tefillah because you give me, you supply me with all that I need. So what he just did was transform the mundane into holiness, into kedusha, which obviously is a whole entire topic.
We get to that part.
Yeah, we hope. We hope.
40 days, 40 nights, he didn't eat. Transformed to a higher degree, but
all right, we're not in that yet. Not yet. So he's reminding us, I think it's a good thing that he's reminding us, that he says, don't forget what I told you at the end of Sha'ar Aleph, that don't, you know, if you're not on the level, doesn't mean you shouldn't daven. It shouldn't mean you shouldn't pray. The main part is the maaseh. Be mitpalel, whatever level you were able to attain. This is all le mitzvah, velo le ikuva. It's not me'akev. You cannot say that if a person didn't attain this level, he's not yotze, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. But that's in brackets. Ulehavin inyan ma she'amar ha'katuv uv'chol nafshechem. So that's b'chol levavchem. But now, Rabotai, we enter into the world of b'chol nafshechem, al avodata tefila, in order to understand what it means to be mitpalel with all our nefesh. What does that mean? So levavchem, that's the mind, that's the heart, two aspects. Okay. Tzarich levayer tefila pirush ve'inyan haberacha kivyachol lo itbarach. He says that we're going to need to first go into an introduction. What is the inyan of bracha? When we say to bless Hashem, when we say to give a bracha to Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. What exactly does that mean, to bless Hashem? We have to find out what that means in order to go from that to understand what's bechol nafshechem. So that's going to take a while. Ve'inyan ha-bracha kivyachol lo yitbarach shematzinu kama pe'amim ba'mikra uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. You should bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Barechi nafshi et Hashem. I mean, right? Thousands of psukim like this. We even find in the famous story in the Gemara Brachot of Zayin Amud Aleph, Sheamar kivyachol l'Rabbi Ishmael. Remember the story, Rabbi Ishmael comes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, he was the Kohen Gadol, ve'ra'iti, and I saw Hashem. Yoshev al kiseh, Hashem tzevaot. He saw Hashem. And he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him, he said to him, Yishmael beni barecheni. My son Yishmael, bless me. And what does it say there? Does it say there that he told him, you should have a good day? Bless you. When someone comes to you and says, bless me. Shav atzlacha, shav bracha. So did he say that? No. We see over there that he prays to Hashem. He said, Yehi ratzon shi'igolu rachamecha al midotecha v'titnaegim banecha v'midat harachamim. He gave his bracha was a tefillah. Hashem, please behave with your children in the midah of compassion. So wait, but he asked for a bracha. He didn't ask for a tefillah. What is bracha? What does that mean?
Well, all the other ones before Rabbi Ishmael seem like they are thanking Hashem. Baruch Hashem,
so that's what he wants to explain. Does that mean just thanking?
All thanking. Right. So how Rabbi Ishmael was...
Mitpalel. What does that mean? Exactly. So what does it mean? He's going to explain that. He's going to explain how does that fit in with the word bracha, especially like we see usually in all the other places, it means to praise or to thank. Okay? V'chein kol nusach matbea tfilot ve'abrachot kulam sheizdu anshe kenes tagdola hem potchim umsaimim bebaruch. Also, what is that? He doesn't mean that all of them begin and end, but you know, many of them, and those who don't, they at least start or they at least end with baruch. No, here, I see, that's what you were asking. No, here he means, Nusach matbea tfilot vehabrachot. All the tfilot, he means not just the Amidah, all the tfilot that we say, and the brachot, it always has to do with the word baruch, which means one of the most common words in our prayers is baruch, for sure, right? So we have to understand what that means. What does it mean? Hem potchim umsaimim bebaruch. So Perek Bet is going to explain to us, Bezat Hashem, what is the word Baruch. What does it really mean to bless Hashem? And from that, he's going to go into the inyan of Bechol Nafshechem, Be'ezrat Hashem. So we'll stop here for today.